welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VII. But on this day in Tudor history, the 24th of August 1507, Cecily of York, Viscountess Welles, died at Hatfield in Hertfordshire. She was buried at the Friars, but it is not known what religious house that record was referring to. Now, here are some facts about this Plantagenet princess. Cecily was born at Westminster Palace in London on the 20th of March 1469 and was the third daughter of King Edward IV and Elizabeth Woodville and the sister of Elizabeth of York and the princes in the Tower. It is believed that Cecily was named after her paternal grandmother, Cecily Neville, Duchess of York. In October 1474, when she was aged five, Cecily was betrothed to Prince James, son of King James III of Scotland, as part of a peace treaty between England and Scotland. However, relations broke down between the two countries after James supported English raids and Edward IV supported the claim to the Scottish throne of Alexander Stuart, Duke of Albany, James's exiled brother. In June 1482, it was decided that if Albany could annul his marriage, then Cecily would marry him. This didn't happen. And then in October 1482, the betrothal between Cecily and Prince James was broken off. Cecily's father, King Edward IV, died suddenly on the 9th of April 1483, when Cecily was 14. Leaving the throne to Cecily's brother Edward, who became King Edward V. However, their uncle, Richard, Duke of Gloucester, took the throne as King Richard III, and Edward and his brother Richard disappeared. Their fate is unknown. Cecily's mother, the Dowager Queen, had taken Cecily and her sisters into sanctuary at Westminster Abbey, and they remained there until March 1484. King Richard III promised Elizabeth Woodville that he would ensure that his nieces would have good marriage matches and that he'd give each of them 200 marks per annum in land. Cecily was married off to Ralph Scroope, brother of Thomas Scroope, 6th Baron Scroope of Massam. In 1486, following the accession of King Henry VII, who was married to Cecily's sister Elizabeth of York, Cecily's marriage to Scroope was annulled. And she went on to marry John Welles, or Wells, 1st Viscount Welles, maternal half-brother of Lady Margaret Beaufort, and so half-uncle of King Henry VII. The couple went on to have two daughters, Elizabeth and Anne, but they both died young. In September 1486, Cecily carried her nephew, Prince Arthur Tudor, to the font at his christening at Winchester. And in November 1487, she carried her sister Elizabeth of York's train at her coronation at Westminster Abbey. In February 1499, Cecily's husband, the Viscount, died, and Cecily was left a life interest in his lands. However, she lost these when she married Thomas Kyme of Friskney, Lincolnshire, without King Henry VII's permission. The king's mother, Lady Margaret Beaufort, ended up sheltering the couple and was able to intercede with the king on their behalf. Some of Cecily's lands were restored to her on the condition that the king could keep hold of some. Cecily died on this day in Tudor history, the 24th of August 1507, at the age of just 38. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 24th of August 1572, on the feast of St. Bartholomew, an awful massacre took place in Paris, and it was followed by further atrocities in other towns and cities in France. Those who suffered were Huguenot men, women and children, French Protestants. But what happened and why? Well, find out in last year's video. You can find a link to that in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.